Well, welcome to Common Thread. Welcome to our weekly meditation for October 24th. In the few weeks that we've been practicing observing our thoughts, several have commented how powerful our thoughts really are, how they can yank our whole self here and there, and well, you know. You may have also experienced this, I have, the power of our thoughts to get us out of our meditation chairs. Like some kind of a magnet repulsing a charge. Stop, 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 do something else. Well, that's part of the beauty of doing our practice together. It's really discouraging when our thoughts yank us like that and we're alone. But it's somehow heartening when we're in it together and realize other people have the same struggles we do. Thoughts just are powerful, and that's a reality that we all deal with. Thoughts are a steady stream, amplifying some deep worry or some trivial concern. We sit down, and off goes the running commentary in our heads. And the very step toward mindfulness is often the hardest, just seeing that process when it happens. So we practice. We practice because that running commentary, it's always going on. But when we sit down to practice mindfulness, that's when we see it. So that's what we'll do again today. Let's practice, and together this week. And that is a good word for it, practice. Like a musical instrument, we start unskilled. We practice noticing our thoughts. So take a breath in slowly and let it out more slowly. Another slow breath, and out more slowly. Today, let's practice mindfulness of our bodies. And as we do, thoughts will intrude. Commentary will keep on commenting. But for these moments, anytime a thought grabs your attention, let's return our mindful focus to our bodies. Notice them. Feel them. If there's any tension, mindfully let it go. Another slow breath in, slower out, and let's feel our breath in our bodies. Feel our chest rise and fall, the air in our noses and throats, hearing the breath, giving attention and focus to our breath. Let's focus a few moments on our faces. Feel the area around your eyes. And as soon as a thought jumps in, insisting to be thought, as soon as you notice it, return mindful awareness to your face. Is there any tension around your jaw? Your lips, your forehead. As you're breathing slowly, attention and focus on your face. Now your shoulders. Arms down into your hands. And again, as soon as an insistent thought insists, see it and notice it and let it go by giving your mindfulness back to your shoulders, arms, your hands. And now you're back, upper and lower. The thoughts, they don't stop, but when they come, let's practice together returning mindful attention to our backs. Into our chests and our bellies, while breathing slowly. I see you thought, but not now. Now I'm giving my focus, my mindfulness to my chest and to my belly. And to our hips, to our backsides, feeling them as you're sitting in the chair, and any tension you feel through your hips, slowly release it, and the other thoughts, when they come, see them, notice them. And when you do, bring your mindfulness back to your hips, to your backside. Our legs down into our feet. Sometimes when we're quiet, we can feel our pulse there. Let's give our focus to our legs and to our feet, noticing the thoughts, and when they come, returning our focus to our legs, feeling them, sensing them. And inner divine, may we become practiced in being mindful of our thoughts. May we see them, see their compulsive need to be thought, and may we learn to release them, let them go, be less controlled by their compulsive need. Amen. Well, I hope you'll practice with me this week. As I said last week, maybe set a goal for some minutes, maybe 5 or 10, maybe 20 or 30, time to practice noticing what constantly runs in our minds. And let's be encouraging one another in the chat group this week. I'll see you there in the chat group, and you have a growing week.